The image of the vine was a rich one for the Jews, since the land of Israel was covered with numerous vineyards. But it had religious connotations as well. Isaiah spoke of the house of Israel as the vineyard of the Lord. And Jeremiah said that God had planted Israel as his chosen vine. And we can also see how this same symbol of Israel was used as a sign of degeneration. Isaiah's prophecy spoke of Israel as a vineyard which yielded wild grapes. And Jeremiah said that Israel had become a degenerate and wild vine. When Jesus calls himself the true vine, he makes it clear that no one can claim their spiritual inheritance through association with a particular people or bloodline. Rather, it is only through Jesus Christ, and that anyone has become grafted into the true vineyard of the Lord. Jesus offers true life, the abundant life, which comes from God as a result of great fruitfulness. But, you know, let us remember, the vine becomes fruitful because of the vine dresser must carefully prune the vine before it can bear fruit. Vines characteristically have two kinds of branches, those which bear fruit and those which do not. The non-bearing branches must be carefully pruned, thrown into the fire, they're pruned in order for the vine to conserve its strength and for the branches that bear good fruit. You know, Jesus used this image to describe the kind of life he produces in those who are united to him, the fruit of righteousness, peace and joy, Jesus says that there can be no fruit in our lives apart from him. And the fruit he speaks of here are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. There's a simple truth here. We're either fruit-bearing branches or non-fruit-bearing branches. There's no in-between, but the bearing of healthy fruit requires drastic pruning, which is always a painful process. But the Lord promises that we will bear much fruit if we abide in him and allow him to purify us. So let us trust the vine dresser's judgment in pruning us so that we will be able to glorify God and bear fruit for his kingdom.